Shares of Twitter are higher right now by more than 10.5%. And here to tell us more about the company is David Garrity. He is the chief executive of GVA Research, and he can be followed on Twitter at GVA Research. All right, David, tell us, what is it that moved the stock higher? Was it adding new users?
Certainly the uptick that you'd seen in terms of monthly active usage rising by about 9 million to 328 million was a sign that this company, at least at the fundamental level of engagement, is doing a better job of bringing people on board. And the company indicated that this is the fourth consecutive quarter that they've seen of accelerating growth. But even though you've gotten users more engaged, you're still in a situation here where revenues year over year are down 8%. So nice that they've got an audience. It's a shame that they can't monetize them.
Yeah, talking about making money, it seems as though in Silicon Valley, normal corporate rules don't apply. You don't have to actually make money for investors to cheer. I mean, at what point will Twitter become profitable, dare I say?
Well, I mean, we do have to bear in fact that the company still did earn 11 cents a share. And on these declining revenues, you know, the company was boasting about their profit margins. And the fact was that, you know, in terms of their earnings before interest, taxes, and depreciation, you know, the street had been expecting, I think, approximately something in the area of about $98 million. And the company came in at about $170 million, which, you know, granted, that was down 6% year over year. So, you know, the revenues were down more. But, you know, at least there is a core here that they do seem to be able to sort of build around, and they do have $4 billion or so on cash in their balance sheet. So it's not as if Twitter is going to give us our last tweet anytime soon, as long as Trump is in the White House.
Okay. Well, having said that, David Garrity, let's just put some numbers to this so that we understand, because, you know, in the old days, you used to look at magazine circulation and say, boy, or newspaper circulation, and you'd be able to see, you know, the sort of the scale of the operation. We're talking about what, 328 million, so let's say 300 million sort of active monthly users. That's their audience?
That's correct.
Okay.
Global population of over 7 billion. But, you know, certainly there are audiences out there that are far larger. I mean, we could look at, say, a company, Yahoo.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted you to go.
Well,
I wanted you to tell me about that, but also about Facebook and Snap in that context.
Yeah, well, certainly, I mean, if we look at the engagement people are getting out of Facebook, you know, it's certainly better than you're seeing out of Twitter. And the fact of the matter is people are expecting that Facebook's going to be showing 45% growth year over year when they come out with their results for the first quarter next Wednesday, May 3rd. And here you've got Twitter, you know, fine, people have got the stock up, you know, 10, 11%, but, you know, the revenues are down 8% year over year. I think it's basically short covering is what we're seeing today.
So why would Facebook stock be down, do you think?
Well, certainly Facebook, you know, the market as a whole has been trending higher. Nobody on Wall Street ever got fired for taking a profit.
Right.
You know, I don't see anything coming out with respect to Facebook.
No, and granted, and by the way, David, granted, the stock is up nearly 30% this year. So, I mean, there is something to be said for that. Yeah.
Well, and Twitter, its 10% or almost 11% gain is bringing its shares. It's almost recouping all of the losses from earlier in the year. I mean, David, is now the time that Twitter is going to say, all right, let's really look for a buyer since our valuations are a bit higher?
I would argue that if the fundamentals are stabilizing here in terms of an audience actually growing and they've got reasonably attractive margins, yes, an exit would be the appropriate step for the company to take. I think that Jack Dorsey and company have been given plenty of opportunity, you know, following the IPO. The stock's still, I think, down under the IPO price. Yeah, they really should find a graceful way to exit stage right.
So who do you think are the most likely and best candidates to buy Twitter?
The question might be really more here looking perhaps at a private equity type of situation or looking possibly at, you know, does perhaps Verizon or do we get somebody who's more of a traditional player who wants to get involved more in the area of social media come in? I know people had speculated in the past a long time ago that Apple might be a buyer. I don't think Apple necessarily would be, but I would say perhaps someone along the lines of perhaps a Verizon, you know, might come in and look at it as a way to sort of add to the portfolio of companies that they've added on with the likes of Yahoo.
Although, you know, when you say private equity, I'm just wondering, you know, unless Twitter is sort of affixed to another media platform, can it sort of be its own standalone company that provides the value and the growth of other competitors, you know, even with private equity
involvement?
Well,
I mean, you have 31% margins in terms of earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation relative to revenues. I mean, that's something that if you have stability, at least could perhaps offer the debt service. Granted, this is not a company that you would want to be putting maybe 5 to 7 year debt on. But if you could find a way to do it, far shorter term. Again, these kind of dynamics don't necessarily argue for a valuation much higher than where the company is right now. So I would say, private equity might be one possibility, but I would think look at some of these operating businesses that come out of the traditional economy and have been wanting to diversify, and certainly Twitter, a well-known property, and if it can pay its own way, maybe not necessarily a bad ad.
All right. Well done. Thanks very much, David Garrity. He is the chief executive of GVA Research. You can follow him on Twitter at GVA Research. Shares of Twitter right now up more than 10.5%.
What'd you say? I was just tweeting.
Ooh, very tweeting. I cannot, no. I can't do two things that way at the same time.